Good morning. It's Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. We heard this week from former Baltimore Police Commissioner Anthony Batts for the first time since Mayor Rawlings-Blake fired him July 8th. Batts and two others spoke to nearly 600 students at a panel discussion Wednesday evening about justice in America at Mount St. Mary's University in Emmitsburg. He introduced himself to the students as Dr. Anthony Batts. He holds a doctorate in public administration and immediately zeroed in on the story of 2 months ago.
Well, July 8th, I was fired for the first time in my life from a job that I took as police commissioner. Now, it's one thing to be fired, and you see you guys putting your hands up in embarrassment that comes along with that. It's another thing to be fired and know about internationally. So I had friends in the UK who called and said, "Dude, I just saw you on the BBC. You got fired. Thank you for telling me. I appreciate that."
We thought you'd be interested in hearing some of the points Anthony Batts made at the college, and we thought it would be useful at the same time to get the view of someone with a community perspective on Batts' 3 years heading Baltimore's police force. City Councilman Brandon Scott, who represents the 2nd District and is vice chair of the council's Public Safety Committee, joins us by phone. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you for having me back, Sheila.
So let's listen to how Anthony Batts described his contract review by the City Council.
This time last year, I went for an extension of my contract as a police commissioner of Baltimore. It was a love fest. Council people applauding the work that we as a department did. At the end of 2014, just 9 months ago, I got a $22,000 a year raise for the work that the police department did. By every metric on a police department that you look at, with the exception of one, we hit a home run. We dropped crime in every category. Felony crime, misdemeanor crime, every category that you measure in law enforcement today, we dropped it and we had negative numbers. We did excellent in every category by every metric that you can imagine, with the exception of one: public trust. And public trust in Baltimore was an issue the day that I walked in. Public trust in Baltimore, I would say, was an issue 10 years before that.
Councilman Scott, how do you remember his session with the City Council?
I remember being positive. I would never categorize it as a love fest. As many folks don't know, that 2014 and what you see publicly is not always what happens in private meetings behind closed doors. But 2014, to my knowledge, is the second best year as far as violent crime and homicides in the city on record. But for me, as I often say, and I said it to Commissioner Batts when he was here, any year that is not better than 2011 to me is a failure. Once you've had the best, better isn't as good. So last year, although we made great progress last year, and yes, it was all these historical lows, they were not the lowest ever. So once you've had the best, better isn't as good. So for me, yes, you know, people should have been happy, somewhat happy. How can you be but so happy about 200 and plus something people dying in a city? We should be somewhat acknowledging the progress as we were, but no one was out dancing around and celebrating and heralding Anthony Batts as the next best thing since sliced bread. That was taking it a little too far for me. I had issues constantly with Commissioner Batts. I agree with him constantly on different issues, but not all the time do we have to always be at odds publicly. Not all the time do we have to be praising a person. Look, you deal with a person in that kind of position issue to issue, thing by thing, time by time, email by email, phone call by phone call. You can't take this work too personally. You can't let emotions and your feelings about someone get involved in it. You have to deal with the work as the work, and that's how I do. I can only speak for myself. We can be the greatest teammates on one issue and be the greatest opponents on the next. That's just how it is when you're in service, especially when you're talking about the lives and safeties of citizens.
And what are your thoughts? In that clip we just heard, former Commissioner Batts seems to point to public trust in police as an intractable issue.
No doubt about it. Public trust has been an issue for the Baltimore Police Department longer than the 31 years that Brandon Scott has been on this earth, and it's going to take a lot of work by a lot of different people to get that public trust back. That's not something that I can totally blame on Anthony Bass. I could say that Anthony Bass helped in some ways with public trust. I could say that Anthony Bass hurt in some ways with public trust. But it's not something that I can put on him. But what I can put on him is that what you don't hear, you did not hear in that statement, you did not hear in some of the other statements, is self-responsibility. I myself take responsibility for stuff that has happened in the city over the last few months, that happened in 2014, that continues to happen in our city every day. And when you're the leader of an organization whose directive is to make sure the citizens are safe, and you're no longer that leader, and it seems that you're just blaming on everyone but yourself, that's not what I call leadership. And that's the big thing for me. If you start off by saying, listen, I did not do X, Y, and Z. When I wake up in the morning, I don't worry about what Anthony Bass or Kevin Davis or Stephanie Rawlings-Blake or Jack Young or Barack Obama is doing to make my city a better place. The first thing I do is, what am I doing and what am I not doing? And that's what true leadership is about. It's not blaming it on someone else. It's not blaming it on everyone else. What am I doing about all these great issues that he brought up? What am I doing to make those issues go away or make them better?
That's City Councilman Brandon Scott here on Maryland Morning 88.1. I'm Sheila Kast. We're reviewing some of the comments former Police Commissioner Anthony Bass made at Mount St. Mary's University in Emmitsburg on Wednesday. Councilman, I'd like to get your reaction to Commissioner Bass saying that Baltimore police, quote, took a knee after the riot in Baltimore, which I guess means police paused. He said police felt that he was not standing up for them. He pointed to Washington, D.C., the vote of no confidence against the police chief there. And he questioned whether police unions essentially are allowing surges in crime as a way of getting chiefs they disagree with out of office.
Listen, we all know what happened. And yes, you can say that there were some officers who were quote unquote taking it easy or not being as aggressive as they were before. But at the end of the day, even doing all the craziness, I had officers in my area, in my district, who were following up on 911 calls and pulling over people who had just robbed people with guns. So I think, one, it depends on where you were in the city, and two, the overwhelming majority of police officers have too much pride in their work to just not do anything. So, but if you're looking at it from his viewpoint, from his standpoint, and what you have to really dig deep down into is the quote-unquote stand-down order. Was there one given? Wasn't it one given? Who said to give it? And things like that. If, again, this is, goes back to that self-responsibility thing. If I'm the police commissioner at that time, I can did all that in the order by just saying, look, this is what happened. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I have to do to rebuild those relationships. Instead, what we saw was an ongoing media battle, and this is what I was talking about at the time, that an ongoing media battle where the leader of the organization was arguing with the troops in the organization and others about what happened, and that's not leadership. That's something that high school girls do. Grown men should not be having arguments with each other about how to work together in the media. They should be having that discussion. If you're the leader, if someone calls and yells and screams and goes on TV and talks about Brandon Scott and how they want to work with me but I refuse to, I'm going to call them and say, come sit in my office, let's figure it out. I'm not going to go back and forth with them on TV. I'm not going to go back and forth with them on social media, because that benefits no one. And the loser in all of this are the citizens of Baltimore, because while these petty arguments was going on and the leader is someone who kept going back and forth having press conferences about what the FOP is saying, the FOP is saying what they believe. And if you're the leader of that organization, you have to sit down and talk to them to get to a point where what they believe and what you believe, we can figure out some sense of a middle area to work together, because that's what we have to do. The bickering just has to stop.
I'm also curious in your reaction to this summary from former Commissioner Bass about Baltimore police and whether they're trained to compensate for bias. Let's listen to that.
Everyone has a bias. Everyone in this room has a bias. Every police officer that comes to the table has a bias. I have biases, and they're from where I come from and who I am as a whole. But what we started teaching now, and we started in the Baltimore Police Department a year ago, is a class that focuses on, number one, understanding your bias, knowing that your bias is there. Don't ignore your bias, but be a professional. So you don't get paid to voice your biases. You don't get paid to act on your biases. You get paid to be a professional.
Councilman Scott, how does it seem to you, from your observation? Are Baltimore police trained well to compensate for their bias?
I think that that's one of the things that Commissioner Batts and I actually agree on. I think that that's bigger than Baltimore police. That's humans in general, and especially in America. We all have illicit biases. We all bring those to the table, and we have to be trained to get beyond them. And this is something that I've been saying even before Commissioner Batts came here. So if I'm a police officer and I'm coming from Western Pennsylvania or Southern Maryland or from Baltimore County, I'm going to come in with this notion about young black men in particular, because in America, there's billions of dollars that are spent every year to say that young black males in America are big, bad, scary things. So even if they're the nicest person in the world, in the back of their mind, they've already been poisoned on that. What we have to do as a culture is break down those biases, but we also have to fight it from the other end and fight those media outlets and all these people who are pumping these images not only to these individuals, but to the young black males themselves who are now being poisoned and think that their ceiling is so limited to what they can do because of what society tells them.
I really appreciate your talking to us. Thank you.
Thank you.
Councilman Brandon Scott is the city councilman of the 2nd District in Baltimore. Anthony Batts, who was fired as Baltimore Police Commissioner 2 months ago, spoke to students at Mount St. Mary's University on Wednesday night, along with Bishop Dennis Madden of the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Baltimore and Mark Maurer of the national advocacy group The Sentencing Project. We have more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. A few more excerpts from Anthony Batts also. I'm Sheila Cast, ahead on Maryland Morning, the history of the gay rights movement in Baltimore. Stay tuned to 88.1.